Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of rejoicing the Lord and getting a little food for thought. Today is a very special day. Minister Kimberly Hovick's segment is today, and we're going to be talking to her in a moment. But first, we're going to go through the church announcements really quick. Now, next Saturday, which is February the 11th, we will be next Saturday, which is February the 4th, we will be interviewing spoken word artist Rhonda Hayton, as well as February 11th, the youth are taking over the studio with Y4C Youth for Christ again. And again, at February the 18th, we're going to interview Arthur V. Shug Simmons. All right, and don't forget, every Wednesday night we have Bible study. You can listen live or you can listen later. And this is with Elder Faye, and she's doing a series called The Message of the Bible. You can find all these resources and many more at www.sistapoochie.com. That's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. Well, I've been waiting for this, so we're going to get Minister Hovick on the line. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm just excited.
That's wonderful.
Yes, I'm excited. I am so happy that this is your first of your permanent segments on the show. And everyone has to go to the ministry's website and check out her page and everything.
It's awesome. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. Thank you for offering that to the people who come to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. It's nice to have that life coaching division. We're going to call it little divisions of the ministry. So,
yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, God is really doing an awesome work with my coaching ministry. He's really just expanding it and expanding me at the same time. It's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. It hurts sometimes, but it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Stretch me, Lord.
In the end, you're grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have growing pains, but, you know, Jesus has the ointment, so it is all okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to turn the flow over to you because, you know, we'll just talk like we're sitting at home and forget about all the other people listening. So the floor is yours.
That's kind of how it is with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Poochie, and thank you so much to the ministry team there. I do really appreciate the opportunity for this segment, and I'm excited to know that it is helping people because that's really what it's all about. It's about helping people. And my call is to help people understand how to take the precepts of Christianity and to really use them to empower their everyday lives. Because let's face it, what is the point in being a Christian if the faith doesn't teach you how to walk in this world?
Amen.
Right? That's
Amen.
Really what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It's supposed to teach us how to walk in this world so that when life happens, because life is going to happen, we're living a life, we know how to navigate through the winds of life and always be successful. You know, it shouldn't be that, you know, when you get hit by one of the winds that you are thrown completely off course and you're in despair and you have no way to go and don't know what to do and you're starting over every single time. It should never be that way when you are a Christian. God has given us his word, and it shows us how to navigate through so that we don't hit every wind, first of all. We only hit the ones that he has destined to come our way so that we can actually go a little bit higher in him.
Absolutely.
Right, that's really what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
And so what's really been on my heart, what God has been talking to me about, he's been talking to me about the peace of God. And, you know, last year, especially toward the second half of the year, he was really talking to me about people who were struggling because there were so many people struggling, so many people afraid, money issues, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that happens when you're leading up to the holidays especially.
Yes.
And people are really so worried and concerned about all the things that they want to do that they can't do and, you know, what's expected and all of that stuff, you know. But he has really been pushing me into the peace of God, understanding the peace of God. And so that's really what I want to talk about. It comes straight from Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. And what I'd like to do, which is a little bit different than what I typically do, is I would like to read it, but I want to read it from the Message Bible. It's something that people typically don't have at home. You know, you can read the version that you have at home. Definitely read the King James. Read your Amplified. Read your NIV. But I want to read it from the Message, just because of the language that it's written in.
Absolutely.
In our limited time, it just helps make things plain, right?
Absolutely.
And so Philippians 4, beginning at verse 6 and going through to 9, this is what it says. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. Mm. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen. Amen.
I mean, that really is just beautiful.
I just,
you know?
Wow. Sign me up. Sign me up.
Sign you up, right?
Yeah, sign
you up. Absolutely, sign you up. And so what I began to think about is why we tend to not have peace as Christians. Why is it that we don't have peace? Why is peace a lack? Why is it that we have a shortage of it? What in the world is going on, right? And here's one of the things that I do know. When you have a lack of peace in your life, the only thing that it's going to deliver are things that are associated with stress, depression, anger, and worry. You know, those things and all of its cousins and friends. That's what you're going to get when you have a lack of peace in your life. And one thing that people really need to understand about worry, because we tend to say, oh, I'm not afraid, or I'm not losing faith, I'm just worried, or I'm just concerned about this, that, or the other. And we explain it away because, you know, it's normal, as we say, to have worry.
Absolutely.
But when you have worry, I'm talking about the kind of worry where you can't get your mind off of it. You know, I'm talking about more than concern. I'm talking about you can't get any rest because this thing is on your mind. It's interrupting the flow, your natural flow on your everyday. You're not able to sleep. You're talking about it all the time. It's at the center of your thought. When you have that kind of worry, it shows that you have a lack of trust in God. Okay? You cannot have trust in God and still have that kind of worry in your life. God said he's going to take care of you. And so you either believe that or you don't believe it. Amen. Are you there? Hello, Sister Pucci, are you there?
All right, you can't hear me? Hello?
Okay, no, I couldn't hear you. All right.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to you. I think I pulled the microphone out as I reared back to listen
okay.
to you. But I myself have presented that question to people. Either you trust God or you don't.
That's
no middle ground. Either you trust him or you don't. Right.
And, you know, a lot of it comes from the fact that I really think people just don't know what he said. You know, I really think that people do not know what he promised. I challenge everyone to go and get a Bible promise book. Go and pull it up off the internet. You can find the promises of God and begin to meditate on those things. Read them and see what God promised you, because I guarantee you that whatever it is that you are worrying over, fretting over, stressing over, God has a promise that should counteract all of that worrying.
Mm-hmm.
He has promised to see you through that. And if you are one of his children, he has promised that to you. You have a right to it, okay?
Yes.
So get a Bible promise book, I'm telling you, because when you begin to see what we've been promised, it will just overwhelm you.
Absolutely.
It will overwhelm you.
And I want, if I can interrupt you for one moment,
yes.
I want to let everyone know that that is what the Journey Home Outreach Ministry Facebook page is. Monday through Friday,
Amen.
I put out a promise of God from a promise
Amen.
Book. So if you don't have one or you haven't gotten yours yet, all you have to do is look at those updates, and I plaster it everywhere. So that is a promise out of the Bible. Take it and meditate on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So the thing I want to say about not worrying, in verse 6 in Philippians 4 and 6, the first thing it says is don't fret or worry. That is a command. Right? That's not a question. Are you fretting? Are you worrying? No, no, no. It's a command. Don't worry. And if it's a command, if God has commanded that we do it, that means that we have the ability to. Too often I have heard people say, and I know I've said it myself, I just can't help it. You can just help it. And I have found out that when I let go of worry, it slows down the process of what all the negative things are doing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you learn to let go of worry, all that negative stuff slows down. Here's the thing. You know, all the New Agers are talking about the law of attraction. And they're talking about all the stuff that you focus on and how it comes true. Well, let me just tell you, it's not the law of attraction. It's the law of God.
Hey.
What you set your mind to is yes. what is going to happen. Because mm-hmm. if it's in your mind, as a man thinketh, so is he, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's
yes.
in your mind, it's in your heart, it becomes a work of your hands, you're speaking it in your mouth, it happens because it's what you're focused on.
Yeah.
It's not some mystic law of attraction. It is a law of God, and that's mm-hmm. the reason why it's true. That's the reason why it works. And so if you are always worried about something, that thing becomes bigger. You magnify it in your life. It becomes bigger and bigger, and it becomes the very thing that hits your doorstep. And I have learned through my own course of forcing myself not to worry that when I said, you know what, I'm just not going to worry about it anymore, it goes away. It's really amazing how many things you can push away when you decide, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to think on some positive things. I'm going to think about the things that I can do, the things that I can accomplish, and the things that I'm going to believe God for. Not just
mm-hmm.
trust Him for, but believe Him for. And there's a
Absolutely.
Difference.
Absolutely.
There's a difference. Okay?
You're on fire today. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But I was going to ask you if you can give some. We have someone in the chat room. If you can actually give the difference between what you just said, belief and knowing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, let me tell you something about faith. Let's start with hope. All right, hope is not faith. Hope
mm-hmm.
is a wish. And hope is a good thing because you have to start somewhere. It's good to have hope. Hope is like dreams, it's wishing, right? Faith is saying, faith moves you, it's kind of like the staircase that gets you from one floor to another,
yeah.
right? Faith leads you to the place where you have belief. Faith is when you say, I do have a confidence, I understand this is what God says, and this is what I'm going to believe for. But when that thing happens, it's no longer faith, it's confidence. It's an assuredness. You don't have to say, I know it's going to happen because it has occurred. And it takes your belief system to another level because now you have something tangible to back up your faith. It's kind of like when you first start believing in Christ. You may not know a whole lot, but you just there's something within you that you know that this is the right thing to believe. But then when the good things start happening because you're living your life a certain way, you move from a place of hoping, you move from a place of, you know, yeah, this is what I believe. It becomes tangible. And when it becomes tangible, it is then belief. And it is a different thing. It is different. It's not
Absolutely.
The same.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I can relate it to many people could understand, you know, when you get a new job, when you get a new car, when you buy a new house, you know, there's that process where you have faith. You know it's going to happen. You're going to have your day. You're going to have that moment to shine. You're going to have that moment when you get that key, you know, and you unlock the door to your car, you unlock the door to your house, and it's yours. You know that it's going to happen. In the beginning, it's just a dream, a wish, a hope for it. But then as you start getting hope, you start getting towards it, maybe you have some money in the bank. You're talking about it more. You're looking at cars. You're looking at houses. You start to smell it a little bit differently. It becomes vivid, you know. You decide, you know what, I'm going to go take a walk through. I'm going to take a drive. That is where you start having faith. It's kind of like you start putting some gas, you know, to that thing that you've been hoping for. But, you know, once you get it, it is completely different. You no longer are hoping. You're not just putting the gas. You got the item.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting the gas. You're washing it down. You're
taking it
along with you.
Yeah.
You're showing people. You know, you're showing it to people.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. It's tangible.
Yeah.
And now it goes to a different level. You have a different understanding of what faith is. You can now explain it to someone in a way that makes sense. You know, before you have something tangible, you can only explain it in the words of the Bible. You can explain it in all the little soliloquies that we say, you know, in the church, these cute little sayings that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But until it actually manifests in your life, you really can't fully explain it to someone. It's kind of like someone saying, all I can tell you is once was I was lost, but now I'm found.
Absolutely.
Once I was blind, but now I see. That's the difference.
It's
like you turn the page and you turn the corner.
Yes, and the definition of faith is those things hoped for. those things hoped for that
right?
are not seen. Exactly.
That's right. It's evidence.
Yes,
you know,
evidence.
That really is the difference. You know, and then when, you know, it's very similar when you talk about peace, because we talk about it all the time. But, you know, the peace of God also is about having not the peace of God, but also peace with Him.
Mm.
Okay? They're two different things, and it's very subtle. You know, having the peace of God, but having peace with Him. And you get peace with God when you know and understand truly what the work of Christ is and that you are forgiven for whatever it might be. You are forgiven. When you understand that, you now have peace with Him, and now you can take that peace and apply it to the other areas of your life. See, a lot of people can't have peace because they find it hard to believe that God is going to come through. And they find it hard to believe that God is going to come through because they don't feel worthy. But you can never feel worthy of what God has given us. Because
we're
not worthy.
No, I was going to say, we're not. That's
you're
why
not
it's called
worthy.
Grace and mercy.
That's
because
right.
We are unworthy.
That's right. We're unworthy.
Yes.
And the other thing about peace that you have to understand is that it was already given.
Oh.
So you don't have to ask God to give it to you. He's already given it to you. What you have to do is receive it.
Yes, activate it.
Yes,
it's
peace
like,
is a work.
It's like sending
you know, it's a work. It's not something that comes and happens to you. It is a practice. It's something that you have to practice. You know, and a lot of people do not understand that. It is a choice. You have to, and you practice it by renewing your mind. So that's what I'm gonna talk about these last 15 minutes. I can't believe it's been like 20 minutes already. I want to talk quickly about how to practice the peace of God so that you can have that peace.
Okay.
Right? It's a work, all right? And it really does come by renewing your mind. Now, here's one thing that I have to say, is that Jesus, he didn't just say, I'm giving you peace. He said, it's John 14:27, my peace I give unto you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I want people to get that because you have to understand the kind of peace that Jesus had. That is such a strong gift to receive. You're not just receiving peace, but His peace. Can you just begin to imagine, just scratch the surface of the trust and the faith and the relationship that Jesus had with God?
Absolutely.
You know, and I want people to look at Jesus as the person of Jesus, not just the Godhead, the third part of the Trinity. I'm not talking about the other Godhead in the Trinity. I'm talking Jesus as man.
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand Jesus as man, the one who didn't know all the answers, the one who had to walk his way through the earth just like we do?
Yes.
Can you understand the kind of trust that he had in God, that he allowed him to even lead him to the cross?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
I'm talking about that trust, that
mm-hmm.
belief, that peace. That's what I'm talking about. And he said he left that with us.
Wow.
How do we do that? I mean, that's huge.
It's just activating
right?
it. That's
it's
huge.
It's activating it.
It is a huge gift, but you know I equate it. It's like sitting in a car and not turning the key.
Exactly.
You're just sitting there, and
exactly.
He said, oh yeah.
Yeah, his peace. Okay, so here's one of the ways I want to use that. I love using the whole car and gas thing. I love that. So here's one way you put gas to receiving the peace, right? You have to start recognizing all of the activity that you participate in that breaks your peace. What are the things that you're thinking about that breaks your peace? These are all the things that make you angry. These are all the things that make you worry. These are all the things that make you act out of sorts, you know, behave in ways that you know are destructive ways to behave. These are things that break your peace, okay? You need to begin to not only be aware of those things, but you need to eliminate the activity of those things in your life. Mm-hmm. Eliminate people who are angry. Eliminate people who are always doing things that are wrong. Get rid of those things in your life. Eliminate all things that are those kind of stressors, drama. Eliminate that out of your life. A lot of this television that's going on these days is nothing but drama. Right? This reality TV, it plays up drama because people like to watch drama because people also like to behave then in ways that cause drama. Get rid of that because you will never have peace when you have that going on in your life. Have you ever walked into a room and you're just like, oh, the peace, wow. You know, wow, it's so peaceful here. It's because in that space, there's no drama going on. And what you're sensing is God's presence. All right, so you need to recognize activity and break that activity in your life. Keep your mind focused on positive things. I mean, that's really what that word says right there. You know, keep your mind focused on positive things. The moment that you start thinking of things that make you mad, I don't know if anyone else in the world does this. I'm just going to talk about me. Right? Because I know what I've had to break myself out of.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I grew up an only child. My brother's 20 years younger than me. And when you grow up an only child, it is quite okay for you to talk to yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And I would always talk through situations on if this happens, I'm going to say this, and if that happens, I'm going to say that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm just going to talk about me. Because, you know, the Journey Home audience, they don't do this.
No, they don't
stand in the mirror, and they don't walk around their homes and think about things that are done to them and tell people off even though they're not there.
Yeah,
they don't do that.
You got to answer the prayer line sometimes. Okay. Ooh. Yes,
we
do that.
I know that they don't do that, right?
No, they don't do that at all. Never. Not even
you know?
A pastor.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely not. You know, these are the things, though, that break the peace in your life.
Yeah.
And you have to stop participating in those things. You cannot allow yourself to have these discussions about what you're going to say when or if, about
mm-hmm.
what you're going to do when or if they're negative. Right? Don't
right.
do that. If you want to have these conversations, because I'm not even going to get into the conversation of should you be talking to yourself. I'm going to give you that, okay? I'm going to give you that. But if you want to talk about, you know, conversations that you're going to have and talks that you're going to have and things that you're going to do, let's talk about positive things that you're going to do, how you're going to bless somebody, how you're going to do something for someone else, and the reaction that they're going to have, the one that you're looking forward to when you do that great thing for them that they're not expecting. Think on those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? When the word said, you know, hey, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, it's funny. My mom preached a sermon last year, and before she preached it, she called me, and we started cracking up because she was going through a period of time when my brother and I would always get her because she would always remember the bad things that happened, right?
Okay.
And all the stories that she wanted to tell us were about the bad things that happened to her. And so my brother started, and he's like, Mom, do you know any good stories? Right? And so she called me one day because, of course, God gave her the lesson because you know what happens. You only teach what was a lesson for yourself, right? So God gave
right.
her the lesson of this verse. You need to think about whatever is true and whatever is lovely. So literally, whenever she began to have a bad thought, she would literally say out loud, no, I'm going to think on whatever is true, whatever is lovely. So for like a month, whenever she started to tell a bad story, my brother and I would say, hey, Mom, whatever is true, whatever is lovely.
And like the cheerleader.
And and she would just start cracking up because she would realize what she was doing. See,
right.
we form these habits, and we don't even understand that they're habits, and they're destructive habits, and you have to break them.
Yes.
And so even if all you can do is maybe you can't get to the good thought, recognize that it's a bad thought and say, you know what, God, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, you know, these are the things I'm going to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saving me.
Right, right.
Just
Absolutely.
Doing that is going to change things in your life, okay? Here's what I want people to remember. Your thoughts, they turn into actions, and the actions make up your life.
Mm.
So if your life is in turmoil, back it up and start thinking about what you're thinking about.
Whoa. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing to leave people with. Wow. Think about what you're thinking
about. Think about what you're thinking about.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right? Here's the other thing. I want you to remember that prayer brings you into the presence of God. And so the word says, pray without ceasing. And I'm going to say, pray in the Spirit. And when I say that, I am not talking about praying in tongues. I am talking about praying in a way where you allow your Spirit, the Spirit of God within you, the one that's residing in you, allow that to take over and have a conversation with God. So that his presence is all that there is. And then you will begin to think on good things. Think faith-filled thoughts and speak faith-filled words.
Woo, that is some great advice, you know. And also, if you keep your mind steadfast on the Lord, he said what? I'll keep you in perfect peace.
In perfect peace.
Perfect.
That's right. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's not that many things perfect.
No, not in the world.
Right? You know, I really hope that the listeners really get something from today's teaching, because God is really moving me, transitioning me, you know, through this myself. I understand it firsthand. I know that it's not easy, but it is so worth the reward. When you have peace, man, God can get you through anything because you are clear. You have clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not a person out of your mind.
All right.
You have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah. I can't even respond after that. You put it in a nutshell, and it's really helping people to apply it to their everyday life. Because I know as you're, you know, becoming a babe in Christ, as I say, and you're learning about all of these things,
mm-hmm.
you don't have anyone telling you what to do with the knowledge.
That's right.
And we appreciate you for doing that. We're going to have to extend the show a little bit longer.
Praise God.
Yes, which we will start doing at your next segment. I think a half an hour is a little too short.
Wow.
Okay.
It goes so fast.
It
really does.
So be prepared for a little longer. We'll discuss
okay.
how a little longer in your next segment so we don't have to rush through them. Because I have a question from the chat room, and we're going to go to that question,
okay.
if you don't mind. Someone in the chat room wants to know your thoughts on, she said, I would like your thoughts on this. And this is from Ephesians 5th chapter 11 verse. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Hold on. Ephesians, which one? 5th chapter?
11 verse.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, 5th chapter 11 verse. Can you hear me
okay.
now?
Okay. Yes. Okay, 5th chapter 11 verse.
Take your time.
Oh, it's basically, you know, it's funny because it definitely does go along with what we were just talking about. I want to read it out loud in the King James because I know a lot of people are going to have it that way. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You know, works of darkness are really anything that takes you away from being with God, okay? Anything that's going to hinder your relationship with God, that is a work of darkness. And I want people to understand that because a lot of people will look at that and they'll automatically assume witchcraft.
Yes.
And it's not, it's anything that is not going to encourage or be a hindrance to your relationship with God. And it says reprove them. It means, let it be known what they are. You know, stay away from those things and let it be known what they are. They are not things that are really going to encourage the agenda of Christ for your life. And we know that the agenda of Christ for your life is going to lead you to a place of prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if your life is if this thing that you are moving in, this thing that you're doing, this thing that you're spending time with, including people, and I say that all the time because sometimes people have challenges separating acts from people because they'll say, well, I don't like what they do, but they're my brother, but they're my sister, but they're my friend. Okay, but if they're always doing the wrong thing, you need to stop spending time with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it is not always an easy thing to do.
No.
But, you know, hey, we are not to be yoked up with things that are not of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
Because
so,
we then bring those unpeaceful things into our life.
Absolutely. It's going to break the peace in your life because it's going to give you something to worry about. If nothing else, it's going to give you something to worry about. Right? If nothing else, it's going to do that. So it really just means don't associate. Don't have anything to do. Don't be yoked together with anything that's not going to be something that supports your relationship with God. Stay away from it.
Stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So the reproving of it is just reproving that what the Bible has said about it and revoking it. Saying, you know,
oh, absolutely.
I'm going to revoke.
Absolutely.
That's how you prove God. You don't prove God by talking. You prove it by the Spirit. You prove it by your actions. You prove
that's
it
right.
Like, I'm not going to be involved or even discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
topic
mm-hmm.
thing or whatever. I'm not going to let it into my mind because if I do, I'm opening a door.
That's right. And
yes.
and you know, and if you go on with just to the next verse, it says, you know, we were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light. So mm-hmm. walk as children as light.
Yes, that's right.
Right? You know, be who you are. Don't be who you were, be who you are. See, that's the other thing is that, you know, people don't realize that, you know, when you have accepted Christ, even though you may feel like it, even though your situation may not have changed, you are now a child of light. You're not becoming a child of light. I mean, you can say that if you want to,
mm-hmm.
but then
mm-hmm.
you'll just become a child of light a little bit longer. You have to recognize that you are a child of light. You're a child of light that is growing. You may not be as strong in the faith or as knowledgeable in the faith as someone who's been walking for a few years longer than you, but it doesn't change the fact that you are now a child of light.
Right, exactly.
You're still a child of light.
Yes, once you become a child of light, you are a child of light. You can only choose to revoke that. And, and that's your choice whether you want to go back into the darkness or you want to stay into the light. One of the things I would like to share is one of the Elder Faye's Bible study sessions. She's doing the message of the Bible. She used this analogy. She said, go in the room and turn off the lights. And then he said, turn on the flashlight. There's your light. Now close your eyes. You're back in the darkness. You're surrounded but light, but you're still in the darkness. So it's about opening your eyes and seeing exactly what's around you. And if it's not light and if it's not fruitful, if it's not something that's going to elevate you in God, leave it alone. Don't talk about it. Don't discuss it. Don't think about it, because it's just the devil's playground. He loves
that. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so thank you so much for clarifying that for one of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Again, everyone, this is Minister Hovak. Give us all your information real quick of how people can contact you. They can go to the website, but I want you to.
I was going to say that now they can go to the website.
Yeah.
Just go to Jody Home Ministries.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Actually, that's all we have to say.
Yeah, just go there.
Yes.
Yeah, just go there and find me there. They'll find the archived shows there, which is fantastic. You know, they'll get to see more about the ministry, what the ministry does and what the ministry offers. I will say that I have started doing a blog, so when they do go to my website, that they'll be able to click on blog. I'm going to be making more changes to my site, but they'll be able to click on blog and, you know, see what I'm talking about and leave comment if they want to. And always check me out on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. And all of those links are at www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. And we're going to see Minister Hovak back on February the 25th. We're going to extend this show to 2 hours, and so that we don't have to be rushed when we really get into the word. I hate
praise
that.
God.
Oh, praise God. But you know, I got to do the dance. I got to do the dance break and all that stuff.
That's right.
Radio show. Okay. Minister Hovak, always a pleasure. Thank you for blessing the show, and I look forward to our 2-hour show on the 25th.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Take care. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that was definitely some food for thought, and that word of the week that we are to stay away from those things that pull us away from God and start doing those things that draw us closer in His presence, and that's going to keep us in peace. I encourage everyone to re-listen to this show if you're listening live or if you're listening later. Listen to it more than once, because you can always catch some things that you missed the first time. All right, we're going to get started. As you know, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela Carty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. If you want to find out anything about who's on the show or who's ever been played on the show or the resources we have at the ministry, go to, again, www.sisterpoochie.com. Spell SISTAPOOCHIE.com. All right, first up on the mic is Shabak by Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. Enjoy.
Shabak, to commend or to praise something or someone with a loud voice, with a loud, exuberant voice. So therefore, we come right now to Shabak the Lord, our God. Train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he's old, he won't depart from it. For out of the mouths of babes come perfected praise. We invite you to come and Shabak the Lord with us. Come on and put those hands together as we begin to just praise and magnify the Lord our God. For he is worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands. Everybody. just get so excited that you just can't seem to help yourself, that you just start to dancing. Hallelujah.
That was Shabak by Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. And it's actually, if you like that song, you can get it at iTunes. The album is called Growing Up, or the CD is called Growing Up. All right, moving on. Next is the Dance Break now by our resident DJ Frankie Vibe. Let me tell you a little bit about Frankie. Resident DJ Frankie Vibe, you reach him at www.facebook.com/frankie.vibe. He also mixes every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. He has a live broadcast on Ustream every Tuesday between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.themastersgroove.com. And if you are in or Miami, Florida, March the 19th, 2012, he will be mixing it up at the Winter Music Conference out there. And so here is the Dance Break for the Week by DJ Frankie Vibe.
time for DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
Thank you. Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vaz Gospel House Break.
That was the dance break for the week, and I encourage everyone to support Minister Kimberly Hovac's ministry as well as DJ Frankie's Vibes musical ministry and catch his mixing. This is just an example of what he does. All right, phone lines and see who's hanging out with us. 985.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, it's 3 miles from the airline. How are you, sis?
I saw you in the queue. I just wanted to see if you had something to say or were you just listening?
I was just listening, and y'all was trying to send a message that I was just listening, but praise the Lord. That's all I got to say. You are breaking up in your transmission. I can't hear you, but praise the Lord. Go on.
All right. I'm just going to go on with the show.
Okay, darling.
Another time. Okay. All right. We must be having some technical difficulties here, but we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Next up on the mic is Free by Mac.
Be free of anxiety, poverty, and things bothering me. Free of the picture they depict of my society. Free of the nosy neighbors swearing I ain't doing right. Free of temptation, which seems to be my kryptonite. Free of the comments and the ridicule that seem to go through. Free of the stress and the power just to stay hopeful. Free of the world and the problems of this economy. I wish I can free friends from the problems of their poverty. Free me from the chains of this mental slave condition. Free my stubborn family so they will start to listen, Lord. Free my father from the powers of that crack pipe. Help him straighten up so he can finally get his act right. Lord, free his mind so he can believe he can come out of it. Free me from the liars and the people who are counterfeit. Free Jay, go and keep your covering over him. And I pray, Lord, that nothing bad ever come to him. Free me from this feeling that I've met defeat. Free me from the enemy, make him retreat. Lord, deliver me a meal so I can help my fam eat. Deliver me peace so I can keep my sanity. Free me from the stupidity of this world. Free me from the Jezebels and these no good girls. Free me from the blindness and things clouding my vision. Free the world of deaf ears so everyone will listen. Free us from the restrictions of our own time. Free us from the prisons of our own minds. Free us of limitations so that nothing can stop us. Free us of wrongdoing so we can do this proper, Lord. I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free.
I just want to be free.
Lord,
free me from my anger and all of my wrong ways. Free me from lashing out when it's just one of those days. Free me from my pride so I can always give you praise. Free me from the bottle and the urge for the sparkle haze. Free me from my past and going back to old ways. Free me from the lust of the girls that I still crave. Free me from the feeling that I'm trapped in a cage. Keep me under control so I do not release my rage. Keep me going strong even though my wicked days. Free my spiritual family from always feeling pain. Open the people's eyes so they can see the wrong ways. And if they're hypnotized, please release them from their days. Help us respect our parents so you lengthen our days. Soften our hard heads so they will listen always. Free me from depending on other people for my gain. Free me from harsh words, delivering me pain. Free me from being stagnant, give me power to maintain. Give me power in my words, cause in them I promote change. New versatility so that nothing will be the same. Give me power in my music so that I can change the game. Give me wisdom in my words to help the people maintain. Deliver something good so no more kids will be slain. Stop the dope boys destroying families with Cain. Free us from the allure of the glory of the game. Instead, let us see the true side, the agony and pain. Rescue the lost souls in need of being saved. Put your spirit in us so that like you we will behave. Lord, I ask you to please make things change. Cause I just wanna be free.
Cause I wanna be free.
I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free.
All right, that was Free by MAC, which stands for Man About Change. And if you want to reach him, you can reach him at www.facebook.com/manaboutchange. Okay, next up on the mic is Sick of Sin by Spiritual Peace.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
We need a change. Let the spirit reign on your brain. Be changed by the renewal of your mind. Man, don't let it say we need to pray. Get your knees called on his name. Be changed by the renewal of your mind. Man, don't let it say. It's time to war with the devil. Don't get your arm on. Don't be weak, stand strong. See our brothers in the streets. We need to bring them home to the throne so they can see what's wrong. The danger zone. When you plan to sin, you think that he's your friend. He ain't your friend. Kicked out of heaven. His name is Satan. He's waiting. But we about to knock the devil out. We ain't playing. I know I ain't. He tried to get me with his snake tactics. Let my voice shine. God open my eyes. I'm a soldier now. The devil can't have my man. Another classic wrapped in plastic. The devil's under my feet. It's up to us to say so. Rebuke the demons we see. Most of the time you can look in their eyes and see who they be, man. Our hip-hop music's cursed with rotten seeds. Our little kids looking up, little mini Jeezy. Then we look at our coach and wonder where the love be. It's up to us to reach and plant seeds and pray and hopefully. Sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Little sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. We need a change. Let the spirit reign on your brain. We change better and the weather. Yeah, man, don't let us say we need to pray. Hit your knees, call on his name. We change better and the weather. Yeah, man, don't let us say. How many people really want to ride the devil trying to ring his wrath? But we gotta testify. I've been changed, I'm ready to ride. With Christ on my past, words being him or that. By the spirit of the devil, lies, killing, killing grounds. But the word of God is forever, it will never die. Stuff ain't on the devil's head. God's people still alive. It hurts my eyes to see these young ones die before they die. The TV get out of the streets of land. It's up to us to say the blind. Every ghetto filled with heavy metal on his neck is that. It ain't the 70s, it ain't the 80s. It ain't the 90s, 2012. We living in a new time. War time, stand to get your man right. How many people wanna ride? War overseas, we in war with each other. We in war in our mind. War with our own kind. See it every day on the news. People dead, but life goes on. We in the war zone. Man, I'm sick of seeing sin. Sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of seeing sin. Sick of sin, sick of sin. Said I'm sick of seeing sin. Sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of seeing sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. We need a change. Let the spirit reign on your brain. Be changed by the renewal of your mind. Man, don't let us say we need to pray. Hit your knees, call on his name. Be changed by the renewal of your mind. Man, don't let us say.
You can reach me at www.org. 15 by Ken Folk featuring Elridge.
The word is not categories. It's alive. It's alive. Jesus is the King. Through Him, we will never die.
All right, that was Ken Folk featuring Elrich with King of Kings. If you want to check him out or buy some of his music, go to www.reverbnation.com/BHECEO. Okay, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks with How Can I Keep From Singing? And with all this good stuff that we've been hearing today, this song really fits. How Can I Keep Catherine Kendricks?
My life goes on and on, above a mountain top, I feel the power of the new creation, above the world and the sky.
right, that was Catherine Kendrick with How Can I Keep From Singing. And if you want to contact her, you can contact her at the ministry. Email us at sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. That's spelled
Come to me, are the cries of the Lord. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee, I will in every way.
Come to me, O lost soul, cries the Lord. But alas, you can't hear me. This is my biggest frustration. Hear my cries of pleading for the souls, for my entire nation. Every day I say to my people who don't believe who they truly are, their confusion turns to anger because of being lost in the world with no car, and they may drive to me where I am and live with me. Yes, they truly can, because I am always near and not far. I need the souls who can hear me. Please rescue my people from my enemy. For I have put you here to do what I need, and when I see what you have done for me, I will truly release blessings in your life. If you are a man alone, I will send you a wife. A woman alone will receive her mate, for that is my destiny for she who will obey my commands and not be too late.
I will give you all.
If you are in need of money, I will give it to you. If you are in need of a place to stay, that is nothing for me to do. For I am the one true living God, the one who created the limitless expanse of the universe. So how hard would it be for me to let you see how rich you are? I will bless you.
The cries of the Lord. Can you hear me? If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee,
I will bless thee
in every way.
Just put your trust in me, and I will direct your path. You do the math yourself. How many hairs are in your head? Only I know. So how hard do you think it will be for me to show you which way to go? In your business, on your job, in your home and on the road, I will show you how to turn the knob that will open the door to your blessings. So please listen to my cries and you will hear, my sons and daughters, how to become a seer of those souls I send to you. And you will begin to do the thing I have called you to. For in the womb I formed you. Before you were born, I knew you. I brought you out and appointed you as a prophet, in order that you may be the map, so the lost souls will find their way. And then they may find me as you have. And they will hear me say, thank you for listening. Now I will begin to repay you for everything you will do, and for every time you've remained true. And I will know that you love the lost souls enough to bring them to me, and to love them the way that I love you. Come to me, O lost souls. I need the souls who can hear me. Come to me, O lost souls. Do you hear me?
All right, that was anointed poet Robert Sales with the Cries of the Lord. If you want to get some more of his music or check him out, go to www.reverbnation.com/theanointedpoet. Okay, next up on the mic is Infinity with Metaphors of Conviction.
Living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. He invited you to dinner, but you turned it down. He is the bridge to new life, but you burned it down. He tapped you on the shoulder, but you didn't turn around. He called you by your name, but you were nowhere to be found. God is a bountiful stream of grace and mercy. He is the living water, and he knows you're thirsty. He knows all of your thoughts, and you don't have to worry. He supplies our needs. Why would you turn down a crown? Why would you choose to hang low? Why would you rather chase fame, girls, cars, and make dough? Fame is overrated. Girls are overstated. Cars rust and break down. And that dough you just made wasn't worth the price you put down. Hell doesn't have currency. It just has ingredients. Soul, sulfur, and fire. Nothing else will be expedient. Tick-tock, the clock is ticking. You better get right while your leg's still kicking. You running around like a headless chicken. Hell ain't Kentucky Fried and it ain't finger licking. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on.
All right. That was Metaphors of Conviction by Infinity. And if you want to check her out, go to her website, www.infinityonline.com. All right. Next up on the mic is Keneal Chill with Situations.
Father abandons his child because he ain't ready for responsibility. Feel me. See, a mother gives up on hope because she don't have the capability to do it on her own. And every day in this world, a crack baby is born and a child is deformed and someone's heart is torn. See, my boy lost his mom. She got raped by a guy that had AIDS and he deals with it every day. And his mom was close. And he turns to me for advice. But what can I do rather than pray God over his life and hope that he give him strength? His younger brother couldn't take it, he had a nervous breakdown, so now he's mentally stressed, he's mentally challenged. True story. See, God bless me mentally to write poetry that'll exercise your mind. The more that I write, the better I get. See, the more I glorify God, the closer to God I get. I glorify God in every piece like he wrote it. Real words are being quoted. They say cuz OD don't crack because his heart exploded. Some say I shouldn't have wrote it. They say I shouldn't spit it. But I spit a verse for everyone that has a gift and that's afraid to reveal it. Just let God use you. See, a talent is a terrible thing to waste. See, my job here is done, even if I only inspire one person in this whole place. I express myself through poetry, that's why I give it my best. If y'all feel this can't be my best, I go back and I write to God up here in the flesh. And okay at itself. Inspiring one person in this place, I inspire a whole building, a whole city, a whole state, a whole nation, even better. I inspire a whole nother generation. I tell all the kids to say no to drugs because God is the most high, and besides that, he's free. Just imagine what God can do for you. Look what he did for me. Any situation I had, he put it to rest. It's not a day that passed, I don't feel like I'm not blessed. So as far as this music, I promise I can't rest until I see success. And I pray that God bless every line I spit, every mind I shift, every soul that I uplift, every soul that I inspire with this gift. In my life, I will bet it. I was born to be a leader. I was born to conquer. I was born to prosper. God said.
All right, that was Kanil Situations. If you want to contact him, you can reach him at his website, www.kanilchill.com. Well, I want to thank everybody who's listening live and thank everyone who's going to listen later. I love you all and much peace and respect. I want to thank Minister Kimberly Hovak for her segment, and I hope you join us back again. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but that's just life sometimes. All right, I want to remind everybody, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry has Bible study. We must feed our mind with the Word of God. So you can either listen live or you can listen later to that as well. And we're going to roll out of this show like we always do with Society Hill Music and How Great Thou Art. Everyone have a peaceful and blessed week, and I will see you next Saturday.